Hello everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host Claudia Pareco. Every week, we feature innovative, wholehearted, and inspiring thought leaders and businesses. Throughout our higher-ranked shows, you and your loved ones will experience an influx of eye-opening information, profound inspiration, compassionate counseling, advanced spirituality, pertinent advice, and loving guidance. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share, share, share. Our shows are held on Mondays and Fridays at 12 p.m. Eastern U.S. Time, 9 a.m. Pacific. At any moment to participate on our shows, please call 805-830-8344 and press 1 to talk with the host. Charlotte View provides the platform to a diverse array of guests, national and international, authors, musicians, nonprofits, social workers, psychics, healers, small businesses, retreats, you name it, who are joining forces to change the world from inside out, from their areas of expertise. If you have something to say, we have the audience for it. All interviews are easily found in all social media and are available free, on demand, for anyone who wishes to further their knowledge and to transform their lives. Host the show and get your name in the game referred as podcasting. Lead with Charlotte View on new media content revolution that is empowering individuals like you with the ability to globally distribute their ideas and create a following of like-minded fans. To request a show, please write to info@charlotteview.net or visit our website, charlotteview.net. Now, enjoy the episode of the day.
Danny, and welcome everybody to Charlotte View and to one of our first shows on a Wednesday, which is going to become common in Charlotte View now. Wednesdays at noon are also now part of the team. Today we have the show called Channeling the Mighty Angels with Stephanie Finn. And she lives in Newfoundland in Labrador in Canada. And I always learn something new. She lives actually 1.5 hours later than Eastern time in the United States. And I didn't know that. I thought it was it. So, well, I'm happy to learn something else. Stephanie is a spiritual coach and speaker who has dedicated her life to the Great Awakening that is now taking place on this planet. She has a Bachelor's of Arts from Memorial University of Newfoundland and is an ordained minister of A Course of Miracles. She is the author of the recently almost published and available to the public, Let the Love Light In, which we will comment about in a little while. From the plains of distant shores where mighty angels reside. She was awarded the YMCA Peace Medal for her work as a spiritual leader in the community. And now let's bring Stephanie to the show so she can tell us a little bit about her work. What is it that she does, the programs that she provides and offers that she has for our listeners and followers for now and people that would listen to her as a podcast, and also to tell us her journey, her own journey, that what is it that brought her to write this book or to channel this book, and how did that happen? So let's bring Stephanie Finn to the show and welcome her and just tell her how happy we are to have you, Stephanie, here in Charlotte View.
Hi, Claudia.
Hi, Stephanie. So let's talk about your journey as a writer and how is it that you started being able to channel this beautiful book that we talked about and other messages because you are continuously talking with angels.
Yes. Okay, so that's a great question. I think, you know, in hindsight, I've been working with angels for many, many years, but I didn't really realize it until May the 24th of 2017. Now, I know that may sound funny, but since 1999, I had gone through, I guess you could call it a dark night of the soul period, where a relationship had ended, and I was just really going through a period of my life where I was feeling deeply challenged and in despair. And I just made a decision. You know, I hit the brick wall, and I had made a decision that I was going to change. I felt that I was creating all this internal conflict. It was me doing it to myself. You know, it was just one of those moments where I realized that I was doing this to myself, and I made a decision to change. And so I went through about a year period where I just became very honest with myself, and I learned how to forgive myself and to transform, you know, the emotions and the thoughts and the conflict that I had been experiencing up to that point. And so after that, after I really gave it my all and committed to this transformational path, I found A Course in Miracles, et cetera, you know, read lots of different books. After I had gone through that period, I just began to experience peace for the first time in my life. And with that peace came a wonderful gift in hearing messages from the angels. Now, I didn't realize it was the angels at that time. I was just hearing snippets of information, especially as I wake up in the morning. I'd receive like one sentence, just a statement of wisdom. It could be just one simple statement. For example, like the first statement I ever heard was, "Nothing in life is complicated." And then about a week later, I heard another message. And then a week later, I heard another until I received, you know, over 350 of these short statements of truth. And I used to call those statements messages to love. And so this began a journey, of course, because, you know, a friend of mine invited me to speak with a group of people. And I just showed up. I just said yes. And I showed up and I started to talk about my journey and everything. And it ended up being that I could ask the spirit questions and I would receive an answer. So I began to work, you know, deeper with these messages and with this connection that had obviously been made to the other side. So that was fine. So then on May the 24th, 2017, I had organized a spiritual retreat in Newfoundland. And on my way home from that retreat, I was driving along the highway. And I could feel a pulsing sensation around the crown of my head. It was just this beautiful feeling of bliss. And I saw images of crystals. And I was receiving short snippets of information about individuals that were coming to my field of awareness. And I knew something was happening. I just felt that I was on the precipice of something, but I didn't know what it was. And I even had tea with a friend of mine that night, and I told her I felt that I was on the precipice of something, but I didn't know. So on May the 24th, I went to bed, went to sleep, and again, I was woken up in the middle of the night with a short snippet of information. And actually, that evening, I heard the voice say, "There are five key principles of life." And then I heard those five key principles, which were: meditate your mantra, express yourself accordingly, give darkness up to light, give your live, and then I heard the words, become the way shower. And it was the moment I heard the words, become the way shower, that everything changed. I felt that those particular words were somehow outside of the other five snippets. And just like that, I felt the energy, I just felt this magnificent presence come through me, and I got up in my bed and I just started writing sentence after sentence after sentence after sentence continuously for almost 4 hours that first night. When I got up the next morning, I had received 25 emails in my inbox, and so my job was to piece together these exquisite sentences that I had received into stanzas. And then the stanzas became poems, or light packets, as the angels call them. And anyway, the long story short is that within 5 days, I had received 100 poems, a combination of poetry and prose, all different styles were delivered to me because all these different angels were working through me. And it became a book. And after the book came, the book had come to completion, I received the title of the book, which was Let the Love Light In. And then I received the introduction to the book right after that, which was just this beautiful introduction. I don't know if you'd like for me to read that, just so that it could give a clear idea as to how these angels work and how they sound.
Yes.
Okay. So the title of the book is, or not the title, but the introduction, I should say, of the book, which is also going to be the back book cover. It's called Where Is This Book From? This book is from the plains of distant shores where mighty angels reside. They've come to help the ones who find their way here now. Stephanie is just the vessel through which our love has found your attention in this moment in which our love abounds. Falter not in this desperate state of tired and shaky stead. This information will be astounding if you let it penetrate your mind. So open up and let it do what it's intended to. This book contains new codes coming forth to lighten up your load of sorry nights and faulty flights and major overload. Let the love light in, the mighty angels. So that's the introduction to the book. And I was feeling very overwhelmed, at this point. I understand now that when you receive a channel, you're also receiving more light. And so I was receiving all this information and the love, the light codes and the love and the light that was coming with it. So it's quite the exquisite experience for me, which really is ongoing. And it really brought forth a major learning curve for me. I really began to navigate this new energy and navigating this new teaching and this new energy in my life.
And all of this, just so people that are listening know, all of this book was done in months, in years, days. How did it happen to you?
What was that again? What was the question? What's the question? How long did this book take to actually come through? Was that?
Well, the question is, you received all of these messages from the angels. But how long did it took for you to put it on a book?
Well, the book was written in 5 days.
Wow.
Because, you see, the energy, it was just these pure messages were coming through, and my only job was to record and write down the messages. So it came very quickly, which really brings me to the point that when you're in your destiny, and when your destiny comes to you, it can happen very quickly. Spirit does very fast work. And one thing that I've said a couple of days ago, I think it was that we are either moving towards our destiny or away from it. And when we're doing the work on ourselves and, exercising self-honesty and forgiveness, and all these beautiful things that we exercise in the moment of our transformational work, we're moving towards our destiny and good things can happen. And so I feel that this book, which is a huge component, obviously, to my new teaching path, but I feel that this is my destiny. And the angels made that very clear. They said, this is your destiny through time and space. And you're not going to want to miss it, they said. They said, tune in, because we want to give you more than just these words. We want to give you more than just this book. What we really want to give you, and I feel that what the angels are really wanting to give us, is the love light. And in order to receive the love light, it requires that we open up to it. The title of the book is Let the Love Light In. And I understand now why that title is given to the book, because it really is about letting the love light in. The operative word being let, which most of us, have can be challenged, you know, getting out of our own way.
Yeah, it's amazing, Stephanie, how we all want to be loved. We all want to be understood. But then we close ourselves to the love of the source love. We don't let it in as easily as we should.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, the angels know that we find it difficult. They understand that how difficult it is for us to let go. And I even said one night, like sort of in the middle of my sleep, I said, I'm not perfect. And they said, we know you're not perfect. That's why we love you. Now love yourself too. You know, so they understand exactly what we're going through. And the other thing they said to me was that many of the fears and emotions that you're working with and exposing to the light and, you know, working to let go of, they're deeply embedded emotions. And so therefore, be patient with yourself. You know, just keep letting go in the best way that you can. And I feel that the underlying factor in all of this is really our decision to let go and our commitment to let go and our willingness to do so. One thing that the angel said to me a couple of evenings ago was, they said, be dedicated to the cause and committed to your purpose. And being dedicated to the cause, that means, you know, dedicated to the light, dedicated to source, and committed to your purpose, which is going to happen in this now moment. You know, with these angels, it's like I'm receiving blocks of thought. But when I receive them and I accept them and let them penetrate my mind, I understand exactly what these streams of thought, what they mean. So they really penetrate every level of my being. And in that sentence, when they said be committed to purpose in the now, it really means that, you know, I feel that I don't really have to do anything other than get myself right on the inside. You know, the opportunities will come to you in the moment. And you're really being asked to just be a vessel, to be a vessel for peace, to be a vessel for love, to be a vessel for divine purpose.
Stephanie, we're going to, in just a moment, we're going to start bringing in callers. And just, okay. So I'm going to repeat to the callers when they ask the question, I'm going to set that question to you because we couldn't get you into the switchboard. So
right.
It's going to sound like I'm just repeating what you just said. So just try to be clear and concise when your question, so I can post it out to Stephanie. But also, I would like you to tell us a little bit about the programs that you're offering and that people can go to your website for more information, www.stephaniefinn.com. And you write Stephanie, S-T-E-F-A-N-I-E, Stephanie with an F, Finn.
Right. That's right. So, would you like for me to talk a little bit about, you know, what I do?
Yes.
Yes, okay. So basically, it's very simple. I just wrote a book, and that book is going to be out and available from my website. It'll be on Amazon.com, at Balboa Press. It will be on a print-by-demand basis. And the book will be available, I think, in about a month's time. And you can check on my website and sign up for my emails. You know, feel free to do that. So my book is going to be, again, a component of my teaching. And I'm hoping to be able to speak about that and offer, you know, some study groups and when people get together, like book clubs, you know, we'll be able to have a book club. And this is going to evolve as I move forward with this work. And I also do group work. I do Skype circles. And I also do one group, for example, where there's five or six people that meet on a weekly basis. They go to a place and they go to like a center and then they Skype me in. So I do actual Skype circles and and the other kind of Skype meetings, if you know what I mean. And you know what? And by the way, I do one-on-one sessions as well by way of Skype, like mentoring. And during those sessions, you can also receive a light packet from the angels. And I always say to individuals that come to me, you know, just keep your heart wide open and let whatever wants to happen, happen. Sometimes the conversations that I have in the one-on-one sessions are, they just feel like a conversation with a friend, you know, but a lot can happen during that conversation. And sometimes I channel light packets, which I usually deliver after the fact to the individual. So it can really go whichever way it wants to go. And so my, the services are on my website. If anyone wants to explore that, feel free.
So again, that is stephaniethin.com. So are you ready to take some callers?
Absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to start with Angelique, and she's calling from Colorado. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Angelique. How are you?
Good. Can you hear me okay?
I can, and I'm just going to repeat to Angelique. She's making sure that I hear her. Okay?
Okay.
So what is your question?
I just celebrated my 60th birthday yesterday, and I feel like it's going to be my best decade ever.
She just celebrated her 60th birthday and feels it's going to be the best
decade ever, yes.
And what else?
And I had a dream.
She had a dream?
In the very early morning of my birthday about a man.
On the very early morning of her birthday about a man.
And I feel like it was sent to me by the angels. And I feel like I woke up excited that I'm going to be meeting this man. And we're going to have a romantic connection and deeply connected personal connection. So I want to know about that.
Okay. She feels that in this dream, it was a message from the angels letting her know that she's going to meet this man and have a romantic relationship. So she wants to know if you get the same.
Yes.
Okay. So did you say it was her 60th birthday?
Yes. 60, right, Angelique?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you know what I'm going to say about that? The angels have given me several laws of love, and one of them are that what we hold in thought becomes our reality. And so hold in thought high scenes of your high self. And if you are feeling, you know, that you want to meet somebody and celebrate your life with and share your love with, then absolutely that's going to happen. Because, you know, what we hold in thought becomes our reality. And so, congratulations.
Wonderful.
You know, and just experience it and feel it and celebrate it and expect it and claim it, and it will be yours.
Wonderful.
And I'd like to add as well that loving yourself is the most beautiful and important component of loving somebody else.
Yep, I've been doing a lot of inner work around that, and I feel like I am ready.
She has done a lot of inner work around that, and she feels she's ready.
Absolutely. Well, then so it is, and so it is.
And oh, so it is. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. Okay, so, and thank you, Angelique, for calling. Thank you for your question. And for bearing with us with this translation, kind of funny having the translator the accent.
Yeah.
Let's bring Pearl. Pearl is in Texas. Let's see what her question is. So are you there, Pearl?
Hi. Yes, this is me. So my question it kind of focuses on her journey. It doesn't, not kind of, it does. I'm at the same kind of fork in the road that you are, where I feel like I just feel stuck. I feel like I'm kind of on rock bottom. And I'm in contact, and I talk to my angels all day long, and I'm in that flow. I just can't seem to get out of this really, really low energy. So anything that you have to help around that would be appreciated.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, first of all, and I understand what you're saying, because I've been there, and I understand exactly what you mean about feeling that feeling and just not really knowing how to proceed. And yeah. I was there for, you know, a fairly long time. So the first thing I want to say is don't give up. You know, even during times that I have felt very low, I have always had the underlying desire for love and for growth and for spiritual love. So, you know, the pilot light is there, and all it can do is grow. So this is really, I feel like it's really about just making that decision no matter what. You know what I said earlier about, you know, being dedicated to the cause or the light and committed to the purpose. So I feel like, you know, the angels can communicate with us, and I say angels, but any kind of energy, you know, any kind of love and light and spirit, ascended masters, whatever we want to call them, they can work through us and communicate with us when we're out of the way. So I just feel like everything is contingent on being out of the way. And to do everything you can every day in order to let go. Like the angel said to me, specifically for my journey, for example, they said, meditate twice a day, every day, you know, up to an hour a day. And because my particular path is Course in Miracles, they said, you know, to do exactly what the Course was asking you to do. They said, for example, they even said, eat well, get lean, and that's enough for now. You know, so really what they're saying there is just to open up to love and let the love light in. And let the love light in is not only the title of this material, this book that I came forth with, but it is an affirmation for living. Is there anything else you wanted to add or mention about your specific journey?
I agree with all of that, and the pilot light stays lit. It's been a long time since I just felt so rock bottom. And I think, you know, you reach rock bottom and then you climb back up again, because I'm an optimist in nature, typically. You know, things will work out. They do well, but I just seem like everything that I'm trying lately is just not working.
Right. Well, you know, well, may I suggest to refrain from trying anything. Just be. You know, just be. Because if someone had said to me 6 months ago that this journey was coming to me and these angels were going to show up on my life in the way that they have, I would never have believed it. And so there's hope. It's more than hope. There's promise. But I feel like they're just waiting for us to get out of the way more than anything.
And is that what the angels are saying to me? Just get out of the way?
Yes, let the love light in.
Okay.
And love yourself. Forgive yourself. And, you know, forgiving yourself is not something that we do once. It's something that we're doing all the time. Like, you know, I know myself, and I continue to do it. I'm always cultivating the mindset of forgiveness, which really means a shift from fear to love. You know, forgiveness really means to experience a miracle, and a miracle is a shift from fear to love. And that requires constant mind training, you know, as we go throughout our day to be watching our mind like a hawk, to keep your eye on the prize, you know, to be keeping your eye on your mind at all times, so that when a thought that comes in that is not of love, to be willing to isolate it, you know, expose it, expose the ego to the love light and let it be done with. Just expose it to the light so that the light can shine it away. Like the angels say to me, your only real job is to notice the cobwebs and to clear the cobwebs when they come up, when they come before you. You don't really have to figure anything else out because everything is going to come to you based on your ability and willingness to do the inner transformation work.
And Stephanie, while I was listening to the answer that you gave her, I have your book here, and one of the pages just popped up. So may I read this from your book?
Absolutely.
So it says, "We, the holy messengers, are dropping words of light to open up the seas to a future oh so bright. We're gathered all together to heed the ancient call. Sit back, enjoy the moment, and let this worst befall. Ancient codes of wonder, release unto you, releasing inhibitions to bring you forth your due."
Right.
Wow, and it's just right for what for you, Pearl. But let's continue with our callers, and thank you for that. And we're going to go to South Carolina and bring Leanne to the show.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Hi, how are you?
Hi there.
How are you doing? Okay. Are you doing good today?
I am doing great, other than all the technology glitches, but we're doing great.
I know. We need it, but it can be very tedious, that's for sure.
Did you have anything specific?
Yes, I actually wanted to ask two questions, but if it's just, I'm not sure which one is more important. I'm curious what tribe, you know, I come from, or what galactic family, or what, you know, what earthly family, or it doesn't even matter to me. I'm just so curious, you know, and I hope that I'm even asking that question right. And my other question would just be, you know, I've been awakening, in my opinion, very, very quickly. But of course, the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know anything. But I'm just saying, I'm really the best I've ever been. As much, many issues as I have, this awakening has sent me through so many emotions, but the one thing that I've taken from it that goes a long ways is that I realize I'm not alone. And, you know, so I'm getting the healthy, you know, I'm liking it because I've struggled with bipolar and stuff. So my point is I hope that I have learned some skills and just build a relationship with Gaia, and just with my actual environment, because I'm not happy with my environment at all. So I've been trying to build a relationship with it, and I'm hoping, and I've taught my kids who are 12 and 14, and I'm hoping that, does it look like we're doing enough, or does it look like we're getting anywhere, or, you know, does it look good over here, or, you know, I'm not sure exactly how to word it, but, you know, is there something we could do more, you know, whatever I can do. So that's my two questions that I could come up with, and, you know, we don't want to be rich by any means. I just want to make sure that the bills are going to be paid. That's truly, if I have extra, you know, I'm the person, I'd love to go stick some in the mailbox. I don't even want them to see me do it.
I understand. And, you know, it's a great, you bring up a great point about abundance, because I think, you know, I know not everybody obviously struggles with abundance, but I know I certainly have. And I feel like abundance and money is a great teacher for us. Years ago, I remember I was really struggling and worrying about money for whatever reason. And you know what Spirit said to me? Spirit said, your problem with money has nothing to do with money. And I just love that, because really it was about the emotions and the thoughts and the false beliefs that were coming up that were calling to be healed. So, you know, you mentioned about abundance, and I feel like this is such an important and timely topic for many, and that's why I'm focusing on that aspect of your question right now. By the way, the book that I'm going to be releasing next month has 5 light packets about abundance alone. There are some beautiful tools that I am learning to use right now, you know, in relation to abundance. As a matter of fact, you know what? I think right now might be a good time for me to actually read one of the pieces about abundance. How would you feel about that?
Perfect.
Okay, so let me just read it right out. So it's called Abundance Breaks the Code. When frightened thoughts abound, which tell you of your lean, catch them by the tail and throw them now back in. You will not be denied a livelihood of love, but fear you must nip off like a flower in its bud. Extract it like a splinter, remove it from your mind. This will get much easier when practiced over time. Situation changes cannot impede the flow of your sweet abundance set up to break the code. It's okay to want abundance. It is your very right. Abundance breaks the code of fear and brings it now and here. And so, you know, within that piece is about 5 different tools that we can use related to abundance. You know, first of all, it says that when fear comes up around abundance, extract it like a splinter. Remove it from your mind. Because once we shift from fear to love, that's when the miracle is going to show up. You know, the angel said that when the miracle and the inside reflects the one without, you will happily know and there will be no doubt. So in other words, when we shift, you know, when we have the courage and the light and choose to shift from fear to love, that's when the outer miracle or the abundance is going to show up in our life. So these new codes that are coming, you know, that are penetrating the collective right now are really helping us create abundance in a new way. They're helping us create abundance in the way that we're not really used to. You know, because the world will make you believe that in order to have abundance, you have to work hard and struggle. But the angels and the love light and the thought system of love is saying that no, that isn't what's required. That's an old energy and an old thought and an old way of doing things. It's an old and stale idea that's rooted in the past. The new way is about loving what you do. It's about tapping into the channel of abundance that is directed to us right now in this moment and allowing it to show up and drench our here and now. And the angels are very clear that we can have it here today. They keep talking about the now and this moment. You know, they say, it's coming now, it's here. There are about 35 to 40 parts in the book where they talk about this moment and what we want we can have today. So I hope that helps.
It does. And my whole skin is reacting to your words, and that it's beautiful. So now let's go to California and let's see what the angels have to say about Donna's question.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, that resonates with me because I had this voice come in, very soft whisper, and I wasn't thinking about it or anything. And it said, I want to be with God. And then I heard, you have to ask him. And so I know that I have no fear of money because I know something's coming in. Because I got that message
yes.
loud and clear to ask God, and I did, and now I'm just waiting for the abundance to come in because I know the miracle is about to happen.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, like the angels mentioned, when the miracle on the inside, see, the real miracle is the miracle of the shift from fear to love. That's the real miracle. And then, you know, the world or the universe and our lives and circumstances are just going to reflect the inner miracle. A friend of mine that does channeling, as well, the angels told her, they said, in gratitude does prosperity descend, right? So it's to be grateful, you know, and express and experience that gratitude even when we're in the state of apparent lack. And this takes light and courage, but, you know, the angel says it takes light and courage, but you can do it. Yes, you can. And as you shift from fear to love, the miracle will land.
Oh, yeah, and that's what I felt when I heard these whispers come through out of nowhere. I felt such love, and so,
that's beautiful.
I wanted to know if there's any messages about a relationship coming in, because it's been a while now, and you know, I'd like to have some companionship. I don't have kids, so I'm not married, so I just kind of spend a lot of time by myself, and I'd like to have a companion to go do fun things with.
Yes. Well, you know, like I mentioned to a couple of callers, the lady that had called a little earlier, that basically was saying the same thing, that what you hold in thought becomes your reality. So if this is something that you're really feeling that you're ready for and that you're open to, then it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of noticing and enjoying right now. I would say enjoy the process of preparing the way for it. You know, enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, delight yourself with the prospect of it.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, I'll drive my car and then I'll imagine someone sitting next to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah. To bring in that high vibration of love and contentment and happiness, you know?
Yes. The angel said to me a couple of mornings ago as I was waking up, they said something along the lines of, we have to love ourselves first before we can love someone else.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like to be completely fulfilled and satisfied and happy, genuinely happy with our own company, with ourselves. And with that, then, of course, you know, when you're in that place of fulfillment, when you're fulfilled, everything around you is going to be part of that fulfillment, including all of your relationships and including a love relationship.
Yeah.
So it's really about tapping into that inner fulfillment. And I feel for me, like in my life, that fulfillment comes first.
And
then
me
I'm going
too.
To celebrate. Yeah, that fulfillment's going to be celebrated then in whatever shows up in my life, whether that's a love relationship, you know, a romantic relationship or whatever however it happens to manifest. Yeah, so
yeah,
I'd say enjoy it.
Every day I strive for it. I mean, it's lovely. I'm very content when I have a feeling of where you just feel good about yourself, you know, every day.
Absolutely, yeah. High self-esteem, you know, self-love. Which really, I feel, you know, yeah, absolutely, at peace. You know, a peace that passes all understanding. That's where it's at for me. And I feel that in you as well. I feel like joy. I feel that you have an ability to share joy and be the joy and to extend the joy and to incite it in others.
And just like you said at the beginning, Stephanie, is the angels are saying now. So that's happening now. So just believe about that, because I think that's the problem, is that we receive messages of this is the now, this is what's happening, things have changed, everything is better. And then we go into doubt and don't believe
right.
the words. But we just have to bring back our minds or ourselves, the balance and the trust that everything is in the now, that things have changed and manifesting is so much easier today.
Absolutely. It's a great point. You know, it's that feeling of knowing and that experience of faith that causes everything to happen. You know, and when I say faith, I mean that deep abiding faith where doubt cannot exist. In the presence of love, doubt cannot exist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to be gentle with ourselves when we are experiencing self-doubt. You know, we don't have to beat ourselves up for feeling doubt. Just notice it and let it be exposed to the love light.
So what I'm going back to, I have a caller in, but I don't know if that person is ready for a question. So if you want a question, now is the time to press number one. But Gwen from the chat room is, I think she couldn't hear your answer about her question, but let's rephrase it and just reinstate what you just said about when you are looking to open your heart again to love, is there any poem that you have in your book about how are the angels helping us with that?
Okay, I got it right here. And as a matter of fact, it came to me just as before you answered the question, it came to me. The angels are ready, even before you ask. Basically, what I'm going to talk about now is a forgiveness tool. Now, when I call it forgiveness, what I'm really saying is to allow anything that's not love to forgive it, you know, to learn to work with the emotions and the thoughts and the beliefs that are coming up. And this is a practical tool that we can, well, you know what, it's practical, but it's esoteric at the same time. So basically, it's just to work with the feelings that are coming up, say a feeling of lack or a feeling of pain or a feeling of doubt or whatever it happens to be in the moment. All that we really need to do is take those feelings and learn to transform them in the moment, because in doing that, our heart is going to open naturally. So it's not like we have to do something to open our heart, but rather notice the fear thoughts and release them, and in that, your heart will naturally expand and open. And so this particular poem or light packet is called Release It to the Beam. So the beam is the pipe of light that is always surrounding us. And so the poem says, release it to the beam, a direct tunnel to the love. Just pick it forth and with hands up, let it go with delight. To the land of love to be transformed into the light. You'll feel it go into the pipe of light that is surrounding you now. It's easy when you realize how easy it is. So this poem is actually titled How to Forgive, and this is a small little stanza that can be used, and I've been using it ever since I received it back in May, on May the 25th. I've been using this poem, and quite simply, what it boils down to is that anything I experience, anytime I experience anything other than love, I just isolate that feeling and I give it up to the beam of light that's surrounding me now. And when you actually do this and when you release the feeling, it goes up, you know, through the pipe into the land of love, it goes to the spirit or the Holy Spirit, whatever you want to call it, and it's transformed. And I can get in a little bit more to the metaphysics of forgiveness and what actually happens when we forgive. But essentially, the Holy Spirit takes it. The Holy Spirit evaluates that thought, removes the falsity from that thought, and then delivers it back to us purified. And so we are left with a feeling of relief or release, which is another way of saying forgiveness. So does that make sense?
Yeah, because many times when we have gone through a break ache, like she had, have so much pain and suffering, but a lot of that you are holding in tight because somehow you still have like that little tiny hope that it will stay, but you have to release it. For it to become light.
Right. And you see, when you're going through something painful, like a break in a relationship or a loss, a significant loss of any kind, when we're going through these periods, what we're really doing is we're facing aspects of ourselves that are coming up for healing and transformation. And this is why it's difficult, you know, for example, for some people to leave comfort zones, because, you know, what's going to happen when you leave the comfort zone is that we're going to be left with ourselves. You know, we're left with ourselves to do the healing work. And so if you're going through something like a painful time or a grieving process, just realize that, you know, there is divinity is working in this situation. There's a gift in this situation. And that gift is that you're really being faced with yourself so that you can, you know, come to terms with those parts of ourselves that are calling out for healing and recognition and transformation. And that tool that I just gave, you know, how to forgive, release it to the beam, this is a tool that we can use every moment of every day. I use it all the time. I have various forgiveness tools, and I teach a lot about forgiveness, and I've studied a lot about forgiveness. I have a lot of different forgiveness techniques. And with my own path and my own journey, I use different methods of forgiveness, you know, depending on what it is I'm wanting to forgive in the moment or what I'm working with in the moment.
So, Stephanie, if we want to take just a step further in this forgiveness, do you have something simple that we can share our listeners on how to forgive a bad relationship, the other person, the person that broke your heart or your dreams or your hopes?
Yes. Yes, I understand. Give me like a moment.
Yes.
Well, you know what really comes to me right now is that when you're going through something devastating like this, it's your being knows what it's doing. And I'm just going to share an experience that happened to me many, many years ago. It was back in 1999, actually. But I will tell you that through that dark night of the soul came, you know, a great awakening. And I remember feeling a lot of anguish, a lot of conflict, chaos, a lot of darkness. And I was sitting there one day in the middle of the university library studying for an exam. And I, you know, at the pitch of anxiety, I reached out and I asked Spirit, I said, what is this all about? And the heading of the chapter that I was reading in my book, it was one word that my eyes zeroed in on, and that one word was evolution. And so the short answer is keep your eye on the prize and understand that everything we go through, even when it's pain, it really is about our evolution, and pain pushes us to light. I'm not saying that we have to experience pain in order to find the light, but pain really can be used to push us to the light, you know. We learn to spin our pain into gold, and I would say trust this process that you're in. You know, don't try to rush the process, rush it or slow it down or whatever. Just be where you are in this moment. And you'll be shown. You will really, truly be shown. The light will come. Your comforter will come.
And they always answer. It's just that we need to take the moment that we deserve to ask the question and to wait for the answer.
Yes. Do you mean the angels and our helpers and guides? Yeah, absolutely, 100%. You know, something that somebody said to me one time, that when you're asking for guidance, you know, from the angels, it requires that we let go of every last modicum of our thoughts and emotions in order for that guidance to penetrate. We're really called to let go at the deepest level of our being. And so all situations and circumstances really help us let go.
And Stephanie, do you have any idea of who your angels are, or do they even have a name?
Yeah, that's a great, great question. You know, I feel right now that a lot is going to be revealed to me as I move forward on this journey and this new journey. Right now, the angels are calling themselves many things, and they are revealing themselves to me in different ways and revealing certain things about themselves. For example, the other night they said that there's one angel that is with you all the time, and I like to call this angel my mighty guide. And I feel that everybody on the planet, you know, has a mighty guide. We each have a mighty guide. Some call this a guardian angel. But the group of angels that are coming to me and started to come to me on May the 24th, they call themselves different things. They call themselves the ancient angels, the mighty angels, we the angels of heaven, the mighty hosts, and the mighty friends. And I'm wondering if you would like for me, like when we end off here today, if you'd like for me to finish off with a poem that I received from the angels. It was the introductory poem. They were introducing themselves to me, and they were telling me about the book and telling me why they were coming to me at that moment and why they were coming for everyone that's going to be finding their way to the pages of this book, because this book is not going to be for everybody. You know, it's going to be for those who are meant to be exposed to this material. And so if you'd like for me to, I certainly will.
Yes, of course. But before you do that, there is a question on the chat room. This is a person that has been doing the Course of Miracles. But at one point of she doing that, the Course asked her to work with happiness. And she just could not honestly complete these lessons because she didn't feel happiness. So what can you say to her about getting stuck with happiness?
Yes, well, this is a great question because I'm sure we all get stuck. And I certainly, too, have gotten stuck going through A Course in Miracles. I'm going through the workbook right now for, like, I guess the fourth or fifth time. The condensed answer, what I would start off with by saying, is that I think we all get stuck, but there's something in you that kind of eggs you on and gets you through. And my own personal journey was that I found it very difficult because, as Marianne Williamson used to say, when you're doing this Course in Miracles, what happens is the Holy Spirit, it's like the Holy Spirit has a magnifying glass up showing you your blockages as you're going through this course. And so obviously you're going to feel, you know, all your blockages and fears sometimes become exaggerated, almost, you know, underneath a microscope, underneath a magnifying glass. And so it takes courage to get through the workbook. You know, this transformational journey, whatever your path happens to be, it does take courage. And so I would say, you know, hang in there with it. And if you get stuck and you feel like you can't go back to it, there's a very good chance that eventually you will feel motivated again to pick up the book again and go back to it. And the other thing I'd like to say is that as soon as you open this book, the ego goes to work trying to get you to close the book. So, you know, it's okay wherever you are, you know, to accept your path wherever you are. But, you know, again, I talked earlier about the angel saying to me, it's really about being dedicated to the light or the cause and committed to the purpose. So it does take dedication and an underlying commitment to move us through and keep us on the straight and narrow.
And again, just remind everybody what you said before, that they always, the angels, your guides, they always answer. They are here to help us. They want to help us.
Yes, 100%. The love that they have, the love that they want to show us is astounding. It is magnificent. But all that's required, I think the greatest tool that the angels have offered me in terms of opening up to the love light is to go to that place at the top of your head. They've told me that several times. They've said, just go to the place that you know now with effort spent, to the top of your head, and pull back the curtains of your immediate thoughts so that we can show you the love light. You know, they've even said, stop and wait. Incoming pulse of light through the top of your sweet head. They keep telling me to go back to the place at the top of your head. You know, and for some people that can feel like the place between your eyes, you know, your third eye. So it's all happening at the top of your head. They say the doves of love await you now. And you're not going to want to miss the journey. This is your destiny through time and space.
So I think that we have reached the end of the show. So if there's nothing else that you want us to know before ending, would you then read the poem?
Okay. Would you like for me to read it now? Is there anything else that you would like a little bit of clarity on before I read the poem, or do you want me to just go ahead and how it goes?
We can do that, of course.
Okay. The poem is a couple of pages long, so it might take a few minutes. All right, so I'll just get started with it. So the poem is called We the Angels of Heaven. And I just want to say that I was standing in my bedroom on the second day of this channeling, and I didn't know up to this point that it was the angels until I heard them say, We the Angels of Heaven. And I thought, these are angels coming to me. And just after that, I could feel the different energies or personalities of the angels, and I could feel three or four of them there with me, and one of them would come in and show me their energy. You know, one of them feels like it could be Metatron or Archangel Michael. You could just feel the power, and then it was just like more of a lighter sort of a frequency, maybe. I don't mean lighter as in light, but just sort of a more like sort of almost like a humorous feeling to it. So I just wanted to mention that they were showing me the differences between them. So this poem is called We the Angels of Heaven. We the ancient angels of love so sweet and strong are bringing words of ecstasy of a long forgotten song. We the mighty angels are answering to your call for simple, succulent wisdom to free you from the fall. Take no thought of how or why, just gently heed these words. The light from them will do the rest and softly guide you home. It doesn't matter what you've done or how you view yourself. We bid you now to see the light and find your inner mirth. The angels now, they know you. They know your very heart. You've subscribed to oneness, much longed for from the start. The packets that you read here are designed to wake you up, to release a joy, an inner light, and expand within your cup. We come to you with wisdom on pages shining forth. We're standing at the precipice of love's eternal hearth. Just stay the straight and narrow and travel through these pains. Open each one quietly and let it light its flame. We, the angels of heaven, have come to call you out from your long night of sacrifice and deep, unyielding drought. We, the angels of heaven, are here to fill you now with love's embrace and soft white space to countenance your brow. We've gathered up the harvest with these mere ancient words, containing all the wisdom to lay you down your swords. We, the mighty angels, we love you from above. We hover here outside your fear with wings to lift you up. We, the holy messengers, are dropping words of light to open up a segue to a future oh so bright. We've gathered all together to heed the ancient call, to sit back, enjoy the moment, and let these words befall. Ancient codes of wonder released unto you, releasing inhibitions to bring you forth your due. We, the mighty angels, are calling out your name to help you with the turmoil and step beyond the pain. We, the angels of heaven, are sending words of light to penetrate your mind and waken up your sight. We, the mighty angels, are here to help you now. So come unto the light within, for bliss is here and now. Hear from mighty heavens and magnificent crystal grids. The angels bright will sing to you with sparkle on their wings. So let yourself absorb them and wash over your sweet soul, for we, the mighty angels, are here to help you now. We love you so much, the mighty angels.
Wow. That's such a blessing.
It is a blessing. And then, of course, it goes on. There's 100 poems after that. And this brings you through a journey. It's like a journey of your awakening with numerous and countless tools. And, you know, more than anything, it's the love light.
Yeah. So let the love light in. So it's going to be available. You can go to Stephanie's website, which is www.stephaniefinn.com. And she writes her name Stephanie with an F, no, not with PH. So stephaniefinn.com. And now I think we're ready to say goodbye and to thank everybody for being here with us. To thank you, Stephanie, and also thanking the angels that they allowed us to finish this conversation with a big, big, big applause. So
yes.
Thank you so much for being here with us, and you are always welcome to come back to share with you.
Thank you very, very much for everything.
You're welcome.